You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody. This is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey, y'all. This is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today. We had a great weekend last weekend in Florence, Alabama, as we had the 14th annual Jeff Dropo Run for Kids in honor of Brad White. Now, this year, they decided that they not only wanted to support Smile a Mile, but they also wanted to support the National Brain Tumor Society. There was $200,000 collected and split between Smile a Mile and the National Brain Tumor Society, $100,000 each, because of this special event hosted by TNT Fireworks in Florence, Alabama. The National Brain Tumor Society was able to come from Boston and visit the Florence area during the Jeff Dropo Run for Kids. I had the opportunity to meet Nikki Margeson at that event as she represented the National Brain Tumor Society. Right now, Nikki is on the line with me as we talk about the Brain Tumor Society, the work that they're doing, and about the Jeff Dropo Run for Kids and how amazing that effort was. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Nikki Margeson.
Thank you, Mark. I'm so excited to be here. And truly, it was so wonderful to meet you in person on Saturday. And I'm just thrilled to talk about not only the National Brain Tumor Society, but the 14th annual Jeff Dropo Run for Kids in honor of Brad White, which was absolutely incredible to attend in person.
Your title is Senior Development Associate for Community Events. You go to various communities across the country. Was this your first time to come to the state of Alabama?
This was. It actually was my first time in Alabama, but let me tell you, I don't think it would be my last. I think you know, Alabama and the community that I met there is just so welcoming. I've never experienced the Southern hospitality like I did in Alabama, so I know that it won't be my last time visiting for sure.
Braden White did a great job sharing about his dad, Brad, and what Braden and his dad mean to each other. That was so important to hear that message so that we can put a face to brain tumors.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's so incredible to see that the work that they did, I mean, Kathy Pendergrass and, you know, Braden White, they were so incredible. And what started as an idea to really create this meaningful impact for the brain tumor community has turned into a reality for them. And this is all due to Kathy, Braden, and the entire event committee's, you know, thoughtful ideas, careful planning, and, you know, above all else, their drive and their passion for giving back to the brain tumor community. This year's 14th annual event was truly crafted with Brad White in mind, and it was incredible to see him not only there in person, but present in all of the moments shared, all of the conversations that the community was having. You know, throughout the 1 mile and the 5K race, people were speaking about Brad and speaking about what an important cause this really is. So he was really present in all of the moments that individuals shared, but also through the memories that were created this past Saturday and through the gathering of the friends and family that were able to come out.
What is your passion behind being part of NBTS?
Absolutely. The National Brain Tumor Society is such an incredible organization to work for. I couldn't have asked for a better organization to not only represent, but to work for every single day. As every day passes, I get more and more passionate about this community. I've just never seen such incredible strength and perseverance in individuals and in patients and their caregivers. At the National Brain Tumor Society, our vision for changing the world is simple. We aim to conquer and cure brain tumors once and for all. And our mission is that the National Brain Tumor Society unrelentingly invests in, mobilizes, and unites the brain tumor community to discover a cure, deliver effective treatments, and advocate for patients and their care partners. Through my work every day with community events and speaking with the brain tumor community in general, this mission becomes more and more important to me. Initially becoming involved with the National Brain Tumor Society and not necessarily having a personal connection to the brain tumor community at first has certainly changed now. 3.5 years down the line and through working with NBTS, I think of a reason every day why I'm passionate about this mission. So through Brad White, through all of the work that they're doing for this Jeff Droppo Run for Kids event, it becomes this drive for me to just want to support this community above all else. But it's so, so important to me.
Before I started the Mark White Show, there are a lot of issues that I wasn't aware of, but I am now. We become a vehicle for those families when you're standing at that table and you have brochures, you have information about the National Brain Tumor Society. You have an opportunity to pass along the connections that you have made through your community efforts to others who may not understand or have a firsthand experience with brain tumors.
Absolutely. And of course, raising awareness is a huge key part of having community events just like this one. But I also think you are so spot on, Mark, with what you had referenced in terms of just connecting individuals with the right resources should they need them. And that's actually a huge part of where the funds that this Jeff Droppo Run for Kids event has raised. They are directly fueling our mission delivery programs. And a huge part of that program is actually called our Connect program. So our Connect program convenes, educates, and unites the brain tumor community. So what we do is we seek to better prepare patients and caregivers at all stages of their journey. So from understanding their diagnosis and building their medical team to making decisions about treatment, including accessing clinical trial opportunities and palliative care, that's really our goal, is to get right there in front of the brain tumor community so that they have those resources when they need it. And through this program, we also connect patients and caregivers with one another for support through events just like the Jeff Droppo Run for Kids. So events that bring the brain tumor community together to really seek to honor and learn and develop meaningful relationships with one another, but to also turn grief into action and fuel momentum for the National Brain Tumor Society and for our cause. So it's so important to be there in person and just share the National Brain Tumor Society mission with the individuals who need it most.
For many families, when they get that diagnosis, I'm sure that as they're in the room with that doctor, they feel very alone. They don't realize yet that there is a community out there, that there is a support network, if you will, to be able to provide them with information, to have resources and tools to help these families.
Absolutely. You are so spot on. And it's so easy to feel alone when you receive the diagnosis. But, you know, our goal is to help individuals realize that there is a community out there. And today, an estimated 700,000 people in the United States are living with a primary brain tumor. And unfortunately, you know, approximately 88,000 more will be diagnosed in 2022. And of that, 1,100 will be diagnosed within Alabama. So I think it's so important to recognize that individuals aren't alone and there is a community out there, and being able to connect those individuals not only to the right resources, but to one another is so incredibly important.
Right now we're talking to Nikki Margeson. She is the Senior Development Associate for Community Events with the National Brain Tumor Society. We enjoyed the Jeff Dropo Run for Kids just this past weekend as we celebrated Smile a Mile and the work of the National Brain Tumor Society, a huge success, $200,000 raised for that effort. The money goes to Smile a Mile and the National Brain Tumor Society. When we come back, we're going to have Nikki share some more about their efforts at the National Brain Tumor Society and some more about the Jeff Dropo Run for Kids and this huge success that happened. I want you to stick with us as we continue this conversation with Nikki and share about brain tumors and those who are facing this battle. We want to be a part of their battle. Even if it's not something that has affected you directly, you can be a support for these families. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
rushes up early so he can get away.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am so glad that you can join us today as we share about the National Brain Tumor Society and their work to help families who are battling brain tumors. As I found out about Brad White from Kathy Pendergrass and Braden White, I also, a few days later, found out about Gwen Watson and her battle with glioblastoma, which is what Brad is currently fighting. I thought it was interesting that here I have two individuals now that I could try to help spread the word about. And then I went to the Jeff Dropo Run for Kids. I was able to meet Nikki Margeson and learn more about the National Brain Tumor Society and their work. And right now I do have Nikki on the line with me to share about what she's doing as the Senior Development Associate for Community Events and then the overall picture of the Brain Tumor Society. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Nikki.
Thank you, Mark. So excited to be here and, you know, talk a little bit more about the Jeff Dropo Run for Kids event that I attended this past Saturday. And also share a little bit more about the National Brain Tumor Society and how we are directly supporting not only brain tumor research, but advocating for the brain tumor community in order to advocate and influence public policy as well through Defeat, Connect, and Change, which are our three interconnected programmatic strategies. So I'm happy to share a little bit more about that as well as the event if that's what you'd like.
Last week, Nikki, as we were walking through the parking lot after the run had started, we were talking about the fact that if you buy a new car, you start looking around, and maybe before you didn't notice those cars, but you do once you have it. It's the same thing when it comes to things like glioblastoma. Maybe no one has heard of glioblastoma before, but it seems like once a diagnosis has been made, you start hearing more stories. You become more aware of those who are battling glioblastoma. And really, there is a large community, sadly, that is having to go through this.
Absolutely. And glioblastoma is actually the most common, complex, treatment-resistant, and deadliest type of brain cancer. And unfortunately, it is the most commonly occurring primary malignant brain tumor, accounting for nearly 14.3% of all tumors and 49.1% of all malignant tumors. And unfortunately, the five-year relative survival rate is only 6.8%, and median survival is only 8 months. So it really is true, Mark, that once you hear a story about someone being diagnosed with glioblastoma, you tend to realize that it pops up everywhere you look. And in almost every conversation that I have where I share that I work for the National Brain Tumor Society, someone always ends up sharing that they've had an individual who had been recently diagnosed or who had unfortunately passed away from glioblastoma. So it is so unfortunate how common it really is.
And this is not by any means to be negative, but someone listening right now may very well end up with a diagnosis of glioblastoma. And what I want them to understand before this ever happens is that there is support for you. There are resources for you. So I want people out there to understand that there is a possibility that this could happen to them along with other things that can happen. But through the Mark White Show, I'm trying to prepare people to bring awareness prior to this happening. And then for those who are in the midst of the battle, to know that those resources are out there and to quickly connect them with areas, with expertise, with places where they can receive the support that's so necessary in their battle.
Absolutely. And that support is critical. It truly is to the brain tumor community and to those who are diagnosed. And through our Connect program at the National Brain Tumor Society, we actually offer a personalized support and patient navigation program where we want our community members to feel empowered with key tools, information, and opportunities for their brain tumor journey while being able to make more informed decisions about their care and just being able to have that quality, unbiased information and resources and support programs brought directly to them. So that is really a key part of our personalized support and patient navigation program, is being able to offer those resources to individuals no matter where they are within their brain tumor journey. In addition to that program as well, we also offer brain tumor support conversations that are, I think, they're critical for brain tumor patients as they're diagnosed or for caregivers who are looking for that support and being able to connect with other individuals who have also been unfortunately part of this community. We always say that the brain tumor community is a community that no one asks to be a part of, but once you're a part of it, it has just incredible support. And being able to speak to someone who understands what you're going through is so incredibly important, no matter where you are within your brain tumor diagnosis.
What does $100,000 through the Jeff Dropo Run for Kids mean to an organization like the National Brain Tumor Society?
Oh my goodness. That's the most important question, isn't it? Is, you know, the Jeff Dropo Run for Kids raised $100,000 for the National Brain Tumor Society this past weekend. And truly being there in person and seeing the way that this community comes together to rally around a pillar of the community like Brad and his family is not only inspiring, but it shows the importance that the support is to the larger brain tumor community. And those funds are so important to really drive forward the National Brain Tumor Society mission. And the National Brain Tumor Society advances our mission through three interconnected programmatic strategies called Defeat, Connect, and Change. So these are the programs where these funds are directly supporting. So our Defeat program drives and influences best-in-class medical research to deliver and develop new innovative treatments and potential cures to brain tumor patients as quickly as possible. And our Connect program, which I had previously touched base on, really our Connect program convenes, educates, and unites the brain tumor community. And through this program, we connect patients and caregivers with one another as well through community events just like the Jeff Dropo Run for Kids. And our Change program really fuels the voice and power of the brain tumor community to advocate and influence public policy. So in fact, in Alabama, we have incredible organizers like Kathy and Braden who are hosting events just like this. But we have 115 registered advocates that take the issues that impact our community and bring them to the federal government to ensure better funding and raise the priority level for our community's unmet needs. And I believe I had actually mentioned this in my speech at the event, but in early calls, our team had shared this information with Braden and Kathy, but I think it's important to also reiterate in every conversation that I have that while we are a national organization, we can pinpoint specific relationships and success stories that we are having right in Alabama that these funds are directly impacting. So two of which are first that the NBTS advocacy efforts led to the National Institute of Health and the Department of Defense funding millions of dollars to the University of Alabama at Birmingham for brain tumor research. And also, NBTS works very closely with Dr. Bert Neighbors, the head of neuro-oncology at UAB, who is also the chair of the CNS tumors group that sets the standard of care in brain tumors. So it just shows that the funds that we are raising through the Jeff Dropo Run for Kids is being directly fueled through these three interconnected programmatic strategies, Defeat, Connect, and Change, to really impact the brain tumor community, no matter where they are within their brain tumor diagnosis, and really at all levels, both local and systemically.
And Nikki, we want people who are listening right now to be connected, to have the information, the tools in front of them. And I want to make sure as your role, as you are Senior Development Associate for Community Events, that you're able to share how people can connect, how they can support the National Brain Tumor Society.
Absolutely. So individuals who are looking to learn more about the National Brain Tumor Society or access any of our support resources can visit braintumor.org. And on braintumor.org, individuals will see that there is a tab for patients and care partners that lists different resources that may be helpful for their brain tumor diagnosis or as a caregiver, but they can also look through different events that may be in their area or learn more about how to become an advocate to really push forward this National Brain Tumor Society mission.
And we certainly want to continue to highlight the Jeff Dropo Run for Kids because locally in Alabama, in this region, People can go over to the Jeff Dropo Run for Kids on Facebook and Instagram. They can follow that. They can be a part of that effort. They can support that effort. Then ultimately, it's going to support the National Brain Tumor Society.
Absolutely. So individuals who want to support this community event specifically can go to jeffdroporunforkids.org. And they can make a donation right there where half of the proceeds come to the National Brain Tumor Society. And we're just so grateful for community events like this that directly fund our mission.
I want to specifically recognize during this program, Brad White and his family, an amazing family, as you've mentioned. And Brad White, a very important figure there in the community in Florence, Alabama, and his battle has become our battle, as well as Gwen Watson in Florida, whose family is also battling this on the journey with Gwen. And I want everyone to continue to support these families and find opportunities and ways that they can help them, along with all the others. If you hear of someone who has a brain tumor, send them the tools, the information they need. Let them know about the Brain Tumor Society. And then that way they can be connected with the resources and the tools they need. And I know that you agree with that, Nikki.
Yes, absolutely. And at the National Brain Tumor Society, our mission is directly fueled by people. So any work that an individual does to either share the National Brain Tumor Society mission or share the resources that we have available is so important. And Mark, I just want to note that our work is powered by thousands of volunteers across the country, around the world, and right in Alabama who all share that same mission. So the work that you're doing to spread awareness for glioblastoma, for Brad White and his family, and for this incredible community event is so important. And it's safe to say that there's no better representation of the work that individuals directly fuel than that event that I attended on Saturday with you.
Nikki, it was a real pleasure to get to meet you last weekend, and I hope that our paths will cross again as you continue your work as the Senior Development Associate for Community Events for the National Brain Tumor Society. Thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much, Mark. It was such an honor to be here and speak with you, not only on Saturday, but on this, you know, amazing work that you do, because you are directly impacting our mission. So I just want to take a moment to thank you for your time on Saturday and your time today as well to really share this National Brain Tumor Society mission and really honor the Jeff Dropo Run for Kids.
Happy to do what I do. It's my pleasure. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by this show today as we highlight the National Brain Tumor Society. If this show is an encouragement to you, please share it with your family and your friends and neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. I have a show that runs Monday through Saturday, and you can listen there as well. Of course, you can listen here on 98.1 The Beat every Sunday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, and I appreciate you tuning in to make a difference by listening to these very special people who are difference makers in our communities. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309. or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Looking for direction in this volatile market? Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my home.